This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America has a policy of separating children when parents try to enter the U.S. illegally, but how efficient or inefficient is the government as it carries out this deeply controversial process? My colleague, Marketplace's Andy Euler, is in Brownsville, Texas. He was the only reporter in a Texas courtroom yesterday at a kind of mass arraignment of people arrested at the border. By our account, 55 people were entering guilty pleas. Several asked the judge about the children taken from them by U.S. officials. Andy, what was the judge's response each time?
He had a stock line that he would tell each of the individuals who had been separated from their children. He would say, "It is my understanding that you are to be reunited with your child."
All right. But then a surprise. There was a person under arrest entering a plea, and they didn't know he had been separated from a kid.
After you enter your plea, the judge says, "Is there anything else you want to say on your behalf?" And this gentleman from El Salvador said, "I want to know what the deal is with my child." And everybody kind of stopped, and the judge sort of looked up and said, "Wait, you were traveling with your child when you were detained?" And he said, "Yes, we were literally captured at the exact same time." And everybody had to sort of scramble to figure out what the deal was. The government didn't know. The public defender didn't know. And so there was a recess called during this whole process because nobody really understood what was happening.
So uncertainty piled upon uncertainty, and then there must be this pregnant pause during the recess.
Exactly. And so I hear sort of the public defender talking to the defendant about the situation. He kept saying, "How can this happen?" And then he turns around to me and says to me in Spanish, "How can this happen? How can this be the case?" I shake my head because I don't know how this can be the case. Nobody in the courtroom knew how this could be the case. It was really, honestly, mind-boggling.
All right, so they come back from recess. Where's the child?
What happens is the government says it's their understanding that they had just figured out that the child was detained and was in Brownsville but had been sent to San Diego. This gentleman had only been captured less than 24 hours before, and the judge, he said, "It's mind-boggling to me that the government can, in less than 24 hours, separate this child from his father even before he's been processed."
Yeah, it's a 5.5-hour flight from Brownsville to San Diego. So an example of either government keen efficiency or terrible inefficiency. Now, outside the courtroom, Andy, you've been talking to Brownsville city officials?
I talked to a city commissioner, and he told me the feds want these facilities specifically to take in about 1,500 more children that are detained at the border. What the city official told me is that, look, he can't necessarily allow that. His fire marshal isn't going to allow that because 1,500 more people is going to put them out of code. So it's a situation where the feds are telling them that they need to make more space. The city is saying, legally, we can't do that because it's not safe. And so there's just sort of a bureaucratic battle right now between the feds and the city of Brownsville.
Right. A story of bureaucracy, resources, and a lot more. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, David.